You're listening to SBS News.
It has all come down to this. Four teams are left standing in the AFL, with the Collingwood Magpies and reigning Premier Richmond Tigers playing first on Friday evening. Tigers star and Brownlow medalist Dustin Martin has been on light training duties in the hope he can be fit for the match. Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley says whether Martin plays or not, his side's only chance of victory is doing what it has done all season.
All year we've focused on what we do, and that's going to be the major focus on how we go about it and how we approach Friday night. So there's plenty of interest in different things that are, you know, half percenters here or there that we can't control, and you know, we'll just let them slide by and look after the big ticket items for us.
It is the first time the sides have met in the postseason since the 1980 Grand Final. Clear skies have been predicted for both preliminary finals. On Saturday, the West Coast Eagles are looking to reach the decider as they did 3 years ago. Standing in their way are the resurgent Melbourne Demons. The Demons are in their first finals campaign in 12 years, and coach Simon Goodwin's focus is on improving his side's efficiency in front of goal.
Every team's the same. You know, in the end, on the weekend, it was probably our efficiency inside 50 that got us the result. We didn't have as much supply, but we ended up scoring a little bit more than Hawthorns. But it's an area of the game that we've improved on, but we want to continue to improve, and it's an important area of the game to get right.
The Eagles have the better record in meetings between the sides in finals, winning three of the previous four. In the National Rugby League, the two sides clashing on Friday night tend to love to hate each other. The Melbourne Storm and Cronulla Sharks have had some heated matches in recent years. With the match also being Billy Slater's last home game for the Storm before he retires, it'll be emotional whatever happens. The build-up has involved plenty of blaming each other for the tone of the games, but Storm coach Craig Bellamy says Cronulla's accusations that his side plays a dirty game are a little hollow.
Most other clubs in the competition would be sitting back laughing at that, saying that you know, we're the grubs and we do this and we do that. Well, you know, now they're trying to make out they're holier than they are, they're squeaky clean Sharks. Well, I think we all know better than that.
The Sharks suffered a blow in the lead-up to the match, with captain Paul Gallen ruled out with a shoulder injury. On Saturday night, the Sydney Roosters and South Sydney Rabbitohs go head-to-head in the oldest rivalry in rugby league. But despite the lead-up being dominated by the sexting scandal surrounding South Sydney forward Sam Burgess, the Roosters will not speculate on whether that has affected their opponents. Playmaker Cooper Cronk says everyone has their burdens to deal with inside and outside the workplace.
Well, it's rugby league, corporate life. I think we all face individual challenges, and it's just how you deal with it. In terms of his situation, I really don't have an opinion on it because I don't walk in his shoes, so it's out of respect that I probably shouldn't say anything.
In football, the English Premier League's Manchester United will be on SBS on Saturday night when Jose Mourinho's men meet the newly promoted Wolverhampton Wanderers. The live coverage gets underway at 11:30 p.m. In other matches, league leader Chelsea travels to face struggling London rival West Ham, while Arsenal welcomes Everton. In tennis, the second annual Laver Cup is set for Chicago. The brainchild of Roger Federer, the team event pits Team Europe against a Team World. Swedish legend Bjorn Borg leads the European team, which includes Federer, Novak Djokovic and Alexander Zverev. Team World is captained by John McEnroe and includes Australia's Nick Kyrgios and big-serving American John Isner. The Women's Basketball World Cup tips off in the Spanish holiday resort town of Tenerife on Saturday night. Latvia and China are the first countries to meet, while Australia will line up against Nigeria. And finally, in netball, the Quad Series continues in Melbourne this weekend. On Saturday morning, South Africa takes on England. Then on Sunday afternoon, the Australian Diamonds have a blockbuster match against trans-Tasman rival New Zealand. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.